Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Matthew 24, verse 4. He said, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Who is warning us here? Is this a warning? Jesus Christ, before he left, Matthew 24 is the last chapter in the book of Matthew. He said, "Be careful. Take heed that no man deceive you." Because the day is of deception. So we need to go back to what Jesus Christ said. In case we forgot, now we are trying to check again that why did Jesus Christ say this? So let us go to verse 11 of this. 11. Now, verse 11 of this Matthew 24 said, so we're going to take it to 13. It said, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive what? Few." Few, right?
Many.
Shall deceive many. Okay. Oh my God. "And because iniquity shall what?
Abound.
The love of many shall wax cold." Some of you, your love is already waxing cold. As we are worshiping, I could see. The more we are talking, some of you are just dull. Do you understand? So, Chris, your spiritual, the spiritual state where somebody is dull, no matter what, is a very critical state, because you should be on fire when you hear about your Lord. The love for God will draw you. When you see people, they don't care whether they are late. They don't care whether they study Bible. They don't care whether they prayed. They did not do morning devotion, they did not pray. They can go like that for months. You are dead, brother. You are fainting. So, because iniquity is abound, you go to YouTube, you see YouTube shorts, rubbish. You go to TikTok, somebody is twerking. You go to Instagram, somebody is doing this. So, because that, the law of people are wasting code. We are already looking like the world. Jesus Christ told us this. And don't deceive yourself. That when you see these things, it doesn't have effect on you. You know, that's some effect. Some of you. The problem, some of you, what carried you to where you are is because you always say, I'm strong. So you found out the old strength you have has been taken away. 13 now said to us, I'm going to use scriptures today. So our transmission must be okay. 13 said, Hallelujah.
Amen.
"But he that endure to the end, the same shall be what? Saved." Say, I will endure to the end. So that means in this, there's endurance in our walk with God. Because you will see some things. Your parents will still walk against your faith. You will see. They will do like they are sent by the devil. Do you understand? When your spiritual life is coming up, that's when they will now say, when you want to pray, have you seen some parents? If you are playing, they will not call you. But when our prayers went, it's just like the devil wants to use them. If you are reading a book or you're doing anything, no problem. But when you come to spiritual, you think you are doing too much. Will you be able to endure? Or will you say, my parents, my mom is my dad, did not let my spiritual life go? Okay. You see, there is the one that is. One man said, "You are not a failure until you blame somebody for your wrongdoing." It's when you immediately start blaming somebody that this is the person that caused it. That is your failure. Because you can never make. Present. When you start blaming, some people have that attitude. There's nothing they did wrong for their own self. It's my daddy. It's my mommy. It's my uncle. It's my sister. It's my this. Start taking responsibility for your Christian life. Praise the living Jesus. 24 of this. This is the opening verse of it. 24. "For there shall rise false what? Christ." We have many people that call themselves Jesus Christ. "And false what? Prophets. And show what? Great what? Great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very what? Elect." These are the very elect that are not discerning, because they think signs and wonders. So people like Nicodemus can be deceived. Because Nicodemus saw signs and wonders in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said, nobody will do these things unless he's what? He's sent from heaven. So people like Nicodemus cannot survive this time. Because that sign, an unbeliever, a demonic person will give him that sign too. 25. He said, behold, I have told you beforehand. These things will come. These are the days when many people are deceived. Now scripture said, a little leaven, leavening the what? Oh, long. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what I want to do today. But there's so much I want to share. Okay, let's go to the book of Jude. Jude 1 from verse 3. I'm giving you a scripture so that, do not be like, when I start explaining, so that you know that scripturally, Jude 1 from verse 3 to 4. Hallelujah. Jude. Acts 1 chapter. Said, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified. From, I said from verse 3 to 4. Jude 1, 3 to 4. Beloved, when I give diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needed for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly what? Contend. He's still telling you, say, beloved, earnestly what? Contend. Fight. Fight. The good fight of faith. For what? Contend for the faith which was once delivered to us. This is one of our mandates. To contend. Don't tell me that this is Christianity. This is not Christianity. This thing you are preaching. Even though you are sweating and you are preaching rubbish, we say no. When you start telling us. Since that we know that it's not biblical. And you are using charisma. Using Bible to explain it. That fornication is not a sin. You see the man that said it. Like, is it this year? Is it this year he said it? So we say no. When we see that somebody said, Jesus Christ did not die. The pastor, should I shock you? Should I shock you? Should I shock you? I want to give you a revelation from the Lord. Jesus did not die. But Jesus Christ became sin. So it was sin that died. Baba, drop that revelation. You don't want that kind of thing. Some people to be swelling. Sin that died. Because sin died, that means anything you do is not a sin again. You are not a child of God. Some goat will say, why? They want to fornicate too before. So, they like those kind of teachings. That's why they don't like someone like us. So, for now said, which is my emphasis, he said, for there are certain men. Everybody say certain men. We don't know where they are coming from. That's why they call certain men. They came from nowhere, from the blues. They crept. They did not walk normally. No, Bible says some people did not pass through the door. They jumped through the window. He said, those ones are thieves. Is it that what Jeremiah said? He said, they are thieves. He said, normal people pass through the door. These ones, they crept in. You don't know where they come from. They crept in unawares. They caught them unawares. Who were before of old ordained for what? They know they are condemned. Ungodly men that are turning the grace of God into what? Lasciviousness. Stop that thing. I've seen a fat man that told his church member, are you, what is wrong with you? You are not even happy than the one that is begging you. The girl is crying in the office. She came for counsel. The pastor laid her. You are not happy. Do you know what impartation you have received? I'm imparting you. There are different kind of impartation. That one that will lay hand. Well, it's good. But this one I did. It means deep. Call unto the deep. Kabbalah siloko pompe. You are free. You are free. I have a brother like that in school. Every girl that went to him for deliverance. When the night they are coming to him, he will go and buy drug. You understand? He will drug himself. So this nice. This night. But I'm done with you. The evil spirit inside you. You give birth. They like, did you like this kind of people in school? Generally like this kind of people. And denying the only Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Book of Acts 20, from verse 27. Acts 20, from verse 27, I'm going to 32. For I have not shunned to declare unto you the counsel of God, and that's what I'm giving you today. If I finish preaching and you're under my ministry today and you fall into false prophets, you deserve it. Praise God. You deserve it. You are destined. It's part of your destiny. You understand? And I'm still going there. The Bible said that sometimes that people will not endure sound doctrine. They are given to itching ears. They are going to church so that the pastor will say what they want. So that's why I like that pastor. He is free. It's not like this pericoco. It's free. In church, they start dancing. Will you imagine in your life that you know that the body of Christ, they are doing a lot of things, but will you imagine that on the stage in VG, a crusade, somebody will say, "Now I want to sing a song. Are you ready? Ayebo, ayeba, ayebo, ayeba. Somebody's on there. Do you know we get there? We are there. In Nigeria, if you want to say it serious, that dear will not work. We are there. Do you understand? You saw the video. We don't know we get there. We have prophet to tell you that I cannot prophesy without watching pornography. When I watch pornography, the impartation comes. Some cowards were inside the studio to say, Papa! This man is entering another dimension. Thunder fire you and your dimension. You and the pastor and the members. 28. Well, people like them because these pastors have dread. May I have my head? Do you? They have dread. And when you see them, you say, Rock stars. If they wear a suit like this, there's no need to wear something under. The chest, you now put a cross there. Pink lips. Yeah. And they are pushing inside. Praise God. He said, take it. Therefore, unto yourself, the flock over which the Holy Spirit has what? Made you what? Overseers. To feed them. These people were purchased by the blood. Give me 29. We don't have swag. You understand? We have the Holy Ghost. But if you are looking for swag, you will miss road. You can normally go to miss road. The sheep that Bible said will not go astray. Abi? The sheep. Have you ever seen a sheep? And then the shepherd before. You walk back and say, shepherd. That's how members do now. Goats. They will not leave that church, but they will frustrate that shepherd. For I know this. Look at what Apostle Paul told us. He said, for I know this, that after my departing, when I've gone, who will come inside? Grievous what? Wolves. Grievous wolves. It's not ordinary wolves. These ones are angry. They are on mission. They are on motion. This is how they are coming. You understand? And that's what we are saying. You see that these guys are not wasting time. Come on, open church. There are 10 in the church. 5 men, 5 women. 5 men what? All the 5 was, they were pregnant. Half of the church pregnant for the pastor. And that the ministry was one month old. 1 month. Do you understand? If the remaining 5 were women, do you understand? The premier is run away. You start another branch. Their mission. Grieve your wolves. Said, they enter in among you, not sparing the flock. They will not spare it. Grab them on the neck. Cut their jugular vent. Eat them. 30. Also of yourself, he said some people too will come. He said, those ones, I said they are coming. They will creep. They will enter. They will creep in. But I'm telling you now. I said, this one I'm talking about, some people will come from inside the church. They will start speaking perverse things to draw what? Disciples. When they come, they will say, excuse me, sir, can I add to this? Can I add to this Bible study? Today is not Bible study, but let us allow you. You say, all right. I don't agree with what you are saying. Let people breathe. Let the poor breathe. Let the youth preach. Praise God. That's in other English. Pastor, anything is particular about other English. Have you seen a we are singing before your truth is very come? You understand? And we are singing, everybody's in the spirit. And people are trying to come.
Repent. So we are singing a repentance song. Like,
no fire, they're coming from. You cannot really leave it down. Let me go. I surrender. I want to know you. People are crying. You see them, simple listen. You see some people in this generation. Instead of ministering to people under the influence of the Spirit, they are more particular about their voice.
I surrender.
That's what they want, so that people will be clapping. Baba, it's repentance song you are leading them to. You ask them after a while, you hear. But how did you get here? Which is inspiring, you see? I'm inspired by Beyonce. I'm telling you, many of our musicians are inspired by Fela. The day my uncle came here, he said, he knows two music ministers, guy. He said, before they mount any stage, they smoke very well. So when you see them jump like this, you say, Holy Ghost. It's not Holy Ghost. It's Colos. 31. Therefore, wash. Jesus Christ said, take it. Paul said what? Wash. And remember that the space of 3 years, I was telling you this since with years, 32. I commend you to the word of grace. He said, I commend you. That's able to build you up. That's what we need to discern. This thing this man is saying, it's not the same with the world. It's not the same with the world. I don't know why some people, that's why if you are not studying the Bible, they will dupe you. One angel just appeared here. And it's 10 people that will rush out and drop 10,000 naira. Shebede, shebede, shebede. You know, they will not say 10,000. We have upgraded. 100K. 10, just 10. I don't need more than 10. I don't need more than 10. So people, 12 will come out. Say, there's grace. Oh, there's grace. 50K. 30. 20. 10. 5. Now this. Unlimited grace. Come on. 200% will come out. Pastor will be laughing. He knows what we eat that night. And in 2025, some parents are still paying that money. And if you are paying something, you check to whether it's working. You don't care whether it's working. Every year they are paying it. In those days, when I was in the church I worked before, in Lagos, they would put joy here, peace, long life. The one you pick, you will pay for a long life. When you have not pick peace. You see people rushing out, pushing themselves. They pay for the future of your children. People rush out, I don't want anything to happen to my children, they come and pay. Where did they get these doctrines? They will dupe you because you don't know the Bible. And your parents do not know it. I've told you, if you don't have parents that know the Bible, don't make a mistake to not go to a church. They are not preaching the truth. You are done for. So no hope. We have more wolves than we have shepherds. Ready to devour. He graduated from school and the guy did not get a job. He now started ministry. He, God not called him. He called himself because of mission to actually make money. And they have learned all kinds of skills. How to use candle to melt candles into the eyes of the lid of people and put shea butter in the eyes of people and they pretend as if they are blind just for money. See, can you see me now? You saw this guy? You saw him when he entered? Show him. The guy too is blind. He's like this. I was born this way. Hey. You should be like this. Hey, how is good? If you have been there, you are not there alone. I've been there. Me, I'm jumping like this, like grasshopper. God is here. When I remember those things now, that's why I must preach this message. Do you understand? With all my strength. Pack all my money I'm supposed to use to eat. Drop it. I drop it. I said, I still have more. I still have more. I rush it again. I drop it again. I still have more. It's a student. University student. People that are coming, I say, come, I will pay all of you transport money. I thought I was serving God. I'll send the money to the man of God. He will not reply. I will say, hello, sir. I just want to greet you happy new month. You will not answer me. When I send money, he will say, sin. When I send, please, your account numbers, I will send it fast. But I was still foolish. I said, it's honor. I honor my father. And when he collect the money, he said, I bless you, my son. I said, thank God. My father blessed me. My father just blessed me. God will judge my father. So what is happening around? How many of you have collected money from me? I say, so into my life. To tell you, they are fertile grounds. They are grounds that are not fertile. I am a fertile ground. I am the war. I am the fight. I am the liquid matter. I am the evaporative power.
Praise God.
You see, when you go to some certain churches, when they say they have cancer and tumor, and you cry, we should knock you first. They deserve that cancer. I will listen to some pastors preaching. I just go out of curiosity. Let me see why people are going to these churches. I will listen for hours. I just start seeing that mountain, Sita. Sita can run. I've just collected the key of Judah. Sita. And he's saying Sita for 1 hour. And people are saying, hey, Sita. Do you understand? What is it I'm preaching now? It's nothing to some people. So when I move to Sita can run. That speed. We are pray to you on speed. It's not even correct grammatically. Ishita, you're calling Sita.
Praise God.
Now, this is to address something. 2 Timothy.
Chapter 2 from verse 16. We are going to 19. Please.
I need you to give me. Don't be afraid. I'm going to
19.
He said, what should we do here? Everybody read together. I'm telling you every day that fornication is not sin. And I'm proving it in the Bible. When you fornicate. Don't deceive yourself. Even you that you fornicate. You trust me. Trust me. Especially if I can prophesy. I prophesy to you. Then you come to pass. So what would you... That's what I'm telling you. At least I'm not the one I want to fornicate with you. I'm just telling you the truth. Go ahead, my dear. Why did God give you this body? How will you have this kind of body? And I've not bought AC vicious. You love the Lord. You give God everything you have. Go out, my dear. Show them what you got. Give them. Show them. Now what will be here? And you two guys, I can sponsor you. So get you some body cons, get you some gowns, tight trousers, palazzo, wear it out. And your abdomen is showing on the streets. And the sons of the world will see daughter of Zion and call her. Daughter of Zion say, praise God. After Papa. Bless my business. What's the business you are doing? Called? Papa bless it. Pastor is there. You may think this is African magic. We have seen this in life. We have contact of people that are raping people. I have contact of pastors on TV raping people. You know, when we are talking, we are not far from some of them. There's one that I even like. This one, thank God for this one. This one is sent to the generation. When I heard he raped people. And the way he just apologized, he raped someone in the office. The way he apologized, I was like, this apology for raping someone. God is working on a lot of us. You raped somebody, say God is working on. We did not know before. If they rape somebody in Nigeria, as bad as Nigeria is, Nigeria is one of the most corrupt countries in the universe. But as corrupt as they are, if they rape somebody in the country, do they have rule to capture that rapist and discipline the guy? It's a terrible case. It's life imprisonment. And some places dead, some countries they will kill the guy. Because you need to be a villain and a crazy person to rape somebody. If you are that corrupt, go to the hotel. Now you rape somebody inside the church. And you're supposed to be a pastor. Now listen to me. In the scripture, God gave allowance for mercy for people that stumbled and they fell. Do you understand? Abba said, if anyone of you is overtaken in fault, said those ones that are spiritual among you, let that person what restore the person what the spirit of meekness. Abi? But you will see when that person falls, you will see godly sorrow. He's sorry, he didn't want to preach, he didn't want to appear. Abba said, for godly sorrow, worketh what? Repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. But when you teach someone that fell and is boasting, that's what we see in the church now. And if you now come and give perspective that what this man said is wrong, you will say, who are you? Who are you? Who are you to talk about a man? Where have you reached? How old are you? How many members do you have in your church? And some pastors will say, that's true. Where have I reached? God forgive me. That's why they are blocking their ministry. For we that we know Bible very well, we don't send members. As you are looking at me, you know, I did not send you. You know that. Because you will not, I will not be the first that people will not come to their church. I will not be the first that people will leave the church. I will not be the last. The Lord and Savior, the one that saved my soul, they left the church. Thousands of people, they remained 12. And they said to the 12, say yourself, go, go. Peter said, we still, but this is hard. Did he say that?
He said that.
I said, don't worry. You stay. They left Jesus Christ. People that are saying, oh, this man is powerful. He turned bread. He used till eternity. Praise God. They heard. After a time, they started coming to church every day. Jesus Christ will say, hey, amen, I want to announce to you, there's no service, there's no service. He said, service who? There's no service here. Jesus Christ will enter boat, they'll follow him. When you see those people, you say, this is burden, see burden. These people love God. But later we discover, Jesus Christ said, I know you guys are following me out of bread. You'll be ashamed of yourself. Because I multiply bread, you are not following me everywhere. You know it is not, I'm the bread of life. Oh. See, when he said that, they changed it. Don't insult us. Oh. Don't insult us. Oh. People give us bread, give us bread. Don't give us, don't give us. Those guys did not come. Some of you are people not coming for miracle? It's bread. When they are looking for healing, what did Jesus call healing for that woman? He said, she drank bread. It's bread they are looking for. They are not looking for Jesus. They will go to school. They will not go to school. The parents will start begging them. Ah, she will lost us. They will say, I connect online. The parent is praying all night, vigil. Take care of my child. God protect my child. The bastard child. He's in the club. He's fighting there. Before the same thing, he has broken bottle. The person they are praying that we have a long life of prosperity. They are stabbing him to stabbing them. You understand? And when he's coming back home, he will dress like a good child. Ah, God, that my child is in learning now. Please protect my child, though, please. The child is in Port Harcourt with the one guy. People want them to beg them to serve God these days. This is bankrupt Christianity. She's 17, let's go on. He said she'll shun it. He said, these people's word, it is like what? Anchor. And some of them that are preaching this thing, Paul mentioned their names. Paul mentioned the name of many people in the Bible. We have not even started mentioning names. People are saying there's no love. This man is a wicked man. Paul is a wicked man. Paul will come here. He mentioned people's name. He mentioned Demas. He said that one's gone. Don't forget him. Alexander the coppersmith. He mentioned him. In case you see him, Apostle John said the Eutrophes. He mentioned his name. Amnas and Philetus. He mentioned them. People that did good, he mentioned them. He said they are greeting you. They are the one helping me in bonds. Bad people, he mentioned them. So that when you see bad people, you know that this is bad people. But now in the body of Christ, even Nigeria knows how to tame rapists. It's only the church that cannot tame rapists. There's no structure to catch rapists if the rapists have money. The rapist just need to sow seed. The seed that will shake Papa. Papa will say, the guy's chatting. Why would he do that? He just said, somebody wants to see. So you can see, enter my office with all this indeed. Say, Papa, please. I don't do here. I don't do here. Papa, see this. Please, just see. What's our 10 billion? I'll say, wait. Is it God that led you to rape that girl? Is it God that led you? You are led. As men that are led by the Spirit of God. We use Bible. I'm telling you. I pray God will not let you be in a bad situation that you name some of these people who cause your father to be the one to be the judge. You're disappointed. You don't. Thank God that is here. That is here. You are, shame on you. Thank God that is here. You now hear what daddy will say. If you two are not a corrupt girl, what are you doing in that office? That's what daddy will now tell you. Daddy, we went to clean. I know my son. I've known him for a long time. You are a bad child. As I'm even talking, the spirit of God is telling me that you are a Jezebel. Jezebel. Send her out. That girl will finish it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We say people don't do it. It's too real to be true.
Hallelujah.
You see? Somebody came to the pastor and said, Pastor, I want to
see my
wife.
Pastor Ben knows what about. See, this is, all this I'm saying, most of them, Pastor Ben is aware. He's more aware than me. After many years, he now bought laptop. Laptop you have bought since. He has sold his money for laptop to Papa. That one brought daughter to Papa, the wife. This is my wife. Papa said, you don't know me. You don't know me. Let me first test your wife. Let me sleep with. Let me. First fruit. You give me first fruit of your wife. Let me first sleep with your wife. When I finish sleeping with your wife, then you can ask me. Imagine you are the one they took to the person and you now saw your stupid fiancé. Now waiting at the door. Say, my dear, sorry, this honor we are doing you is for our marriage to be strong. Man is now done. So this marriage is blessed. I see it. My eyes are open. This thing I'm telling you is real life. Pastor Ben knows this man that did this to the spiritual son. The spiritual son is a pastor. The person is raped. The person this man raped is a pastor. His own pastor. You want to talk about people that we pity people when they rape them, but sometimes if you hear their story. One good man of God. Good man. Neighbor to a girl, and the boyfriend would beat and beat. The man could not take it. When the boyfriend went out, he went to that girl, said, "You are stupid. You have not married. This guy is beating like this. Who beat the girl? You are not concerned, but I pity you. Thank you, daddy. Thank you." In the evening, the guy bought shawarma. These days, you don't need to buy too much. You don't even need to buy drinks. Buy him. You're in love. Give him. Tony, I just know you are disciplining me. It's not his discipline. Because you love me. Say, the father love, he will chastise. You are chastising me. I love you. I love you. And the pastor beside that ourselves came to us in this place today.
He said, I should leave you. Real life told you. He said, I should leave you. I don't know why I said that to you. No, so this pastor don't mind their business. Is it the pastor that they are beating? It's me they are beating. And I love it. Yeah. They beat Jesus Christ. Yorubani, ajado mason kolegbe fere olode. No matter how we shout here, people that among you that will marry wrong person, you marry wrong person. It's not what we say, it's what we do. It's not hearing, it's by doing. You can say this, you fall in love with a tout. The guy you know is a tout you're in love with. So be it. And if you smuggle the boy here, you be crept in unawares. We pour water, awares. Yeah? With all our awareness, we pour oil on your head that will make you man and wife. Immediately, I will go to chemist, buy spirit down, buy cotton wool down, because we know we will need it in the next few months. When they start punching your head and your head is swollen, we will help you. You don't have. For every time you say, when you say yes, this is what you deserve. Yes. And you know me, as I'm doing the caring, I'm saying sorry, I'll be injecting those words to it. Shame on you. Shame on you. You thought it. Do you know what is very poor? After they come to their pastor, you don't see that. Pastor, I don't want to tell you, we have reconciled. I'm telling you in real life. There's one guy in this city that is a poor guy, very poor. But he started Yahoo. Try getting money. Try getting money. I mean, big money. Bad money. Well, I cannot say good money. Bad money. Blood money. In this company. Got one girl. Come on, there's nothing not buy for this girl. iPhone. What your father cannot buy from you? Buy for you. If your brother has not married, they buy for you. You're a fool. Let me tell you something. That guy bought all these things. Let me just leave this up. That guy bought those things for that girl. But the way we beat this girl. And every day, you understand? Breakfast. That one day the girl could not take it again. Ran to the source. The pastor said, I'm not going to give birth to this girl. I'm not giving this girl again. She'll be living in the source. She was living. They are taking care of the girl, like the daughter, in this land. And the girl, the boy, eventually came frustrated. You will not be going to meet this. I will not give you this girl. The girl said, he has shame. Will you beat me again? You will beat me again? You have changed my love. You don't love me. You are already by me. They handed over. He went. She has already left her parents herself. She's living in the boy. In one room. They moved to a flat because the guys started getting their own money. He got money by duping people. He will not now dupe you. All of you that are dating Yahoo boys, you suffer. I'm telling you. And for you that are doing Yahoo, the judgment come upon you. That's why we can't have some members. Do you understand? The reason is, will you dupe me? No, your own father. Your own father, if somebody tells him that you come and invest business and you carry his 1 million or 10 million, he's entitled to his pension. The guy is now saying, my guy, don't pay. Somebody's father. You now bought Jeep. Ah! Thank God. We know secrets of some things in prayer. Is that lagoon? We drive that. Do you understand? When he's driving, do you understand? That car will just be going to the lagoon. Break. Do you understand? The more he's playing break, the more he's going inside that lagoon. And he will not just die like that because it's too cheap. When you carry that car to another nation, it's wicked to do something. Do you know? Thief, ole. They are pursuing thief. And Yahoo boy is pursuing thief. This is how they do.
He won't punch.
This guy stole. He stole bread and geisha. He stole billions. He bought car. How shameful are parents of this society, of this generation? There's no guy in this community that me I would have been in. They know. They will pretend that they don't know. And when they die, they will not be saying, I don't know where they died.
No sinner will go unpunished. There are sins that people do, like they are overtaken before. There are some that are wickedness.
The guy that got 1 million, do you think he will not continue? He has tasted money, want to continue. When they cut the mother's head, he pity the mother. Go and shake that mother. All the goats, yeah, that boy that bought it. And the spirit now say, yeah, you need the head of your mother. I give the gods. The greed of our society. There's one man that came to school when I was in 400 level. I dropped my heart for that man. Old man, this guy was working. The farmer. He sent the child to school. They were doing farming to send the child to school. When we were in school, we were paying 72,500. You understand? And we can pay it twice. First semester, second semester. Because when I was on 100 level, they increased it. 500 level, they increased it to 100K. But that guy was our senior. He was paying, you understand? 72,000. Was not paying 72,500 because indigenous are even paying less. Was paying 68,000 something. So the man will walk in the farm, old man walk in the farm, send him feeding money, send him that. But the guy is a big boy in school. He has built house. He has like 4 cars there. He has built hostels. This boy. But so that the parents will not know that he's getting money, so he's collecting money, school fees. So he died. He parked, and the spirit told him that he died. Do you understand? Yeah, calm down. He parked in okay, general. He parked there and he said, oh yeah, start hitting your head on the bonnet. That's how he killed himself. Boom! Maybe that was joking. He broke his head. He died, and the parents came to school to say, he came. Yes, sir. They were calling the child a slang. He said, that's not my own child. That's not my child. He said, you are there though, but don't want to tell you that he left the inheritance for you. The man stood. He said, that's the house. That's the car. That's the house. The man stood there. He said, my leg did not step inside that place. I'm poor. But this is not what he made me rich. I don't have any. And the man did not enter that place. He went back home. Some people that are poor, do you understand? They are poor, but they have integrity. There are not many parents like that today. I don't have respect for many parents. I thought you can give them a cut. They are okay. Do not start defending. Leave my child. There's one coward there that call herself a parent that the child gave birth to experiment. The child raped a guy. The guy said, I don't do this. Shut up. You lie down there. And the girl raped the boy. But she got pregnant. If boys get pregnant, that boy will have twins. That boy will have twins. Now got pregnant, now give birth. They are not calling him mommy this. They are calling the girl mommy this. The shameless woman said, don't call my child mommy this. I'm the owner of the child. She's still young. You should be ashamed of yourself. We were there when that child was twerking for boys in front of this woman. And she'll be laughing. She's a deaconess in one church like this. On that little part like that. That church, that's where she's going to. She may still pass here today. I will make noise so that you look back and see her. Shameless woman, I told her to her face. Told her to her face, and I can still say it to her face. It is not because of what they have done church to. That one should not hold mic again. You talk like this, you say, if you are too young for that. That's exactly what they said to Joker. They said, Joker, so what's wrong with you? You small boy. Don't you know her age? So you are not even yet 50 years. We are not yet 50. We are talking here. We are 70. We are close to our grave. Don't talk to us anyhow. Are you greater than Jacob? Are you greater that gave us this world? Are you greater than Abraham? Before Abraham was, I am.
Say, that this thing you said now. Oh yeah, give me stone. We end this life.
A lot is happening in the body of Christ. Don't be around people. Be a voice for some people.
People are decent. You are victims of wicked wolves that submitted under others. You can see corruption in the body of Christ. You don't even know who to trust again. Second Timothy 2:16. I'll show you some of these things. I have 5 verses. I'll show you. I'll proceed. Second Timothy 2:16. Okay, you have been giving me that. The 17, let's go on. He said, Hymenaeus and Philetus, what are they doing? Go ahead. 18, we are going to 19. Praise God. Say, who concerning the truth have erred? They are what? They have erred. Concerning the truth. You don't know the truth again. They are saying nonsense about the faith. 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. There must be a difference between a Christian. You are living in a hostel, they don't know you are a Christian. Ah! That's very painful. You're a Christian, they go back to you from Christian home. You're not dressed up, you are going to church. People say, hey, I'm ready for today, you are going to church today. You're not laughing. I won't go there. I just want to see there. You're a shameless child. You're a shameless child. And they are seeing their uncles graduating. You know they are bright. I studied biochemistry, I studied civil engineering, I'm a doctor. And my father sent me to a good school. We have money in our family. That's the reason why you'll be poor. You understand? You will suffer in this world. But devil did not pity shy. One-month-old baby, they will usually give them disease. It's a perfect agbaya. Devil, you don't send that baby. You know agbaya. I've heard about agbaya. Ben is old for nothing. He is just for arm. When you see devil, he can be pressing the neck of the newborn baby. Small Jesus Christ, devil want to kill him. Small Moses, devil said, need to give it to him. Press his neck. Now Moses, press his neck. They have to throw the guy inside the basket. Some of you have escaped devil. Mercy. Your prayer for your parents, prayer for your pastor. They have helped you. So you are now gallivanting on the fat. If I go down there, I go down there. You will soon die if you continue. You understand? There's a time that grace will run out. Have you seen people talking like that? If I don't die, we don't die. Do you know where we have entered? You know where we don't enter? You know what thing I don't see? I don't dirty. That is deception of this world. Let me show you something about some pastors that God said. God told Jeremiah 12:10. Jeremiah 12:10. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have what? Trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate place. Give me 23:1-2. Because of them I pack all this book. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastor, said the Lord. It's not a new thing, this Old Testament. There's a time in the Bible that the prophets, the priests are supposed to be offering temple. Often they were drunk. Priests, they were drunk. It's not the first time. Everything we are seeing now, it's just like gayism has been. But now it's not pronounced. People are ashamed. They do it secretly. But now, the pastor can come on the altar and say he's a gay. And somebody will still put head under that man. That man will see him party. Some guys Before they are, when they are unbelievers, they did not do dread. But now that they are believers, that's the logo. And you're a youth pastor.
I like that pastor. I like my pastor. It's cute. Are you meant to be cute? It's cute. Every 33 days, go to Baba. Shape it. Shape this place. Shape. Shape. Die this place. And now come there. Just say, you know, Jesus Christ loves you. Is that the only thing you will say all your life? How will they grow when you not teach them the word? 2 Timothy 4:3-4. I will use this one to talk to some of you. This is some of you that will soon put on the screen for me. 2 Timothy.
For the time will come when they will not what? They will not endure what? Sound doctrine. But what? After their own laws, shall they heap to themselves what? Teachers. Having what?
Ishing yes.
When you see the pastor rapping, I like this church. When you see the pastor saying nonsense,
inviting the man to be in the church and hide. And be saying, God forgive me. You should be preaching to him.
Thank God. Those old Baptist women, if they see him, they cite him like this. All of them will have strange hand. Fire! Fire! God have mercy on him. He said, shame will not. But now, those guys will even enter. They will kiss on the screen. There are stars there. They will come to the show. They are sisters. This is some people in the choir. They will not come and sing again. That's why they will not be singing every day. Because of him. After, they will say, can I touch you? Can I touch you, sir? The guy don't want to touch you. They touch Jesus Christ. Somebody was ill. You want to touch a sinner.
That thing they call experience that they do every year. Let them sit down to do experience. That same day, want to, they to, all of them want to sing that day. They want to shut it down. Free show. You see that experience? The number will drop. People that are supposed to be in experience, they go and experience and that.
Talking about cowards. You think people are growing in the church? Forget that. You don't enjoy your church by the number of people that come there. Do you think, as I'm talking to everybody that's hearing me,
Now you sabio.
Have people not left the church to go and fornicate again? Have people not left the church under my teaching? That people are listening to my teachings. Have they not left under my teaching and go come? They are still going to with their criminal partner to go to a silly couple's life. They are living in holiness teaching and going to a couple's life. People have meant, do you understand? You cannot enter. Do you understand? You cannot enter again.
They are very close to perish. They don't care about their own soul. So they have fishing ears. They tell us what we want to hear. Jesus Christ said to his son, he wrote letter to them. He said, if a man had what? If you had an ear, you will hear what the Spirit is saying.
But these people have ears on them. God knows that they are not hearing.
One girl one time and said, that guy, go and delete his number and tell him you are not more interested in relationship. Delete it. Those days I like to be direct, but now because I know that people are not changing, people will, they will not hate me because I told them. So we are not using wisdom to balance. We'll not be saying, well, best thing doesn't know God. Those days I'll tell you to delete the number. But I said, the person said yes. He said, see, I've done as you said, showed me the number.
But no, me too, I've been a pastor for a while too. I check.
You see, in archive, he has archived with the brother.
Don't you understand?
We archived from the archive, he's messaging.
It's you that want their freedom. They don't want that freedom because bondage is sweet. Oh. Eh? So you think fornication is not sweet? If it's not sweet, people will not do it.
Somebody's rubbing your back. Rubbing your head and the night, just check your phone. Just say, oh,
you know how they're always tired among boys.
I'm tired, daddy. I'm tired.
In the house, they are very strong. And then they see what is there. Yeah! You understand? Now, to say, I press something for you. I press. I press you. I press the 10K. Tears wanted to come out of my eyes. Eh? One day, when a member of this church, listen, no. Tears wanted to come out of my eyes when a member of this church, that before I said anything, start saying, shaka, blah, 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 blah. So the shout. The way God does it, I was trying to help her. And as I heard her phone, to help her do something on the phone. Message just entered. So there's nothing to say again. Who is this? Now shake. Our sister said, I'm hungry. What I've taught people against not to beg from a boy. I need money. Anything you want to send me. Give me just 1K. That guy now said, to prove I love you, I need you 1K. Give me 1.5. You are, is it not 1.5? You saw it now. So he gave my sister 1.5. My sister spoiled the guy with love. That's the first response. Now, this guy has been asking this. He has been asking this sister out for a long time. You understand? If Ben is asking you out and Ben is not born again, do you beg from that person? Do you beg at all? Are you a beggar? And we'll be here, you'll start saying, I am rich in the name of Jesus. You are a poor man. You are a poor woman. Now, that one answer 1.5. Now, say, now send love emoji. First, send love emoji. Final, I love you. Call me this night. I love you. Call. Did you see it? Say, call me. Love has started. Love has started. With this 1.5, I will love you. I saw it, but I was sad. This person I will send money to. Give. It doesn't. Many times I will say, many times I'm only sad. I'll just say, Pastor Ben, what are you preach? I cannot preach. I just tell myself, I'm not working. What I'm a carpenter, I don't know. Do you understand? Because what I'm preaching is not, people are not changing. So, but thank God, you now read the Bible. I was explaining to my brethren that if Paul can still continue to preach, then let me preach. He was in prison. Say, I'm here for the gospel. Thank God, I have labored. Just hear that John Boo has slept with his father's wife, and the man did not still die. As he was sitting there, he said, what Daddy Bernard did is not good, though. He has finished all the communion bread and the dinner before people came there. The man does certainly one problem. Galatians, they have started circumcising themselves back. They want to go to heaven. When is he in there? Before you not know it, in letter, he now said, okay, well, they did not let me go out, but you can send me letters. You can send me letters. I'll be answering your question. Do you understand? One guy now said, hey, I want to ask you a question. I'll send a letter to someone in prison. It should not be important. Please, can we start? Is it bad if we start touching women's breast? You to imagine the pain. Is it bad to touch women's breast? Imagine, see, happy. Oh, please, Epaphras, open that letter. Let me see. Oh. These guys are studying. Now open it. Say, dear Apostle, thank you for yielding to the call of the Lord. Can I touch Sister Cynthia's breast? And you should know how this thing works. Before they ask you that question, they have been touching it. Sister has been giving. Oh God. Paul. So you will know that the letter that Paul, thank God, Paul, Pastor Olubakin to explain this thing. You see, Paul, you will know that the letter that he wrote, that first Corinthians, that's the question that triggered him. He first started talking. Chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, when he now got to 7. First Corinthians 7:1. Now concerning that woman breast, you talk.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Because if you shout on them, they will go. They will leave the church. They will go to the church that
Philip was open.
It's time to calm down with them. Because they have come to that point. Have you not reached that point? Don't insult some members because you know.
So now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me. Can you see they wrote it unto him?
Now concerning the saying, it is not good for you to touch a woman. Don't touch. Don't touch, please.
This is the last thing I should be doing. This with all this sorrow, you should be with all this sorrow.
It's not breath matter we should be talking about now. But don't touch.
So there's not how members want to frustrate me. Do you understand? Because when this verse is alone, it's enough for me. So you can go to school after this thing, and I start seeing you put camera there. You can even steal the church tripod and start doing like this on the camera. I will be sad, but when I look at this, it's still not, at least not semi letter. And I'm not staying in prison.
Generation to generation, the animals that have crept into the church, what we call them false brethren. I don't have time to show you. I wrote two verses down on false brethren. Where Paul said that some people that enter the church, they are false brethren to spy. The one that will come to church, they know they don't go stay in the church. When they asked me, the man said, what did you say about that message? If that one says, the message is good, I like the pastor, say, okay, yes, okay. That will know what they want to hear. The guy said, nah, it's nonsense. That guy is talking. Me too, I was thinking, think we are robots. Body the firewood. The time you enter, that person enter a fire, you know that. You are more than firewood.
No, but I ask yes.
When we caught this man that we call our spiritual, when we caught this man, everybody caught away from him. Me, caught away. People are invited to the place, they refuse to leave. I said, I've left, they did not leave. I've run and brought them there. They stayed there. And the man wants to collect them. I'm telling you, now called me. You have left. Why? Wrong. The rape sister. He too said, this man is doing nonsense. And there's another one that was in the midst of this nonsense. He knows that the secret is not revealed. He too started talking about the man. That this man, the fiancé want to marry. The fiancé want to marry. The man said, all of you must not marry until you are 20 something, 25. I was 25. That's why Pastor Ben now I'm learning in school. 25. I'm fake with my papa. So, the fiancé of that one, Baba went to sleep with. That the fiancé is here, I that just wait till 25, I'll come and meet. Baba went to enjoy that. And not the worst one, so. And said, you tell anybody you vomit blood, you die. When they now call this man after it, the guy was annoyed. Talk to the man, you are not a good man. Tell why? Now sat down. And I heard the pastor saying, you must cover your father. And I went back to this man and apologized. I'm sorry I was wrong. Sorry the way I talked to you. So why would you talk to me that? Come and see me now. And I said, now bless you. Bless you. Bless you. How do we help this generation? We pipe, did not dance. We cried, did not mourn. How shall we talk about the generation? Tell them truth, they hate it. Lie to them, they want it. I want them saved. If you want your church to be full these days, get some 5 boys that can gym very well. Let them gym. And get some girls that have body. I'm telling you, this is church structure. If you want to start ministry, this is ministry 101. And let those boys become, they should be very sexually active. The more you sleep with people in the church, the more the church will be full. That's what they want. So if you show them love,
sorry, go with you. Let us pray together. This issue, let us pray together. I don't want it. The way they want the love, sleep with them. They want you to sleep with them. When you sleep with them, that's when you're showing them love. If there's no love in that church, go and check that girl. The pastor has not slept with her. The more you sleep with people these days, the more the love. I love my father. I love my papa. And see those guys. They got saved. They got saved first semester on their level. Second semester on their level. You'll be hearing papa, 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 papa. These guys, 5 months in the Lord. He's a papa now. Apostle Roman said he went to greet one of his friends one day. And he sat down. The girl was sitting on the leg. One was sitting on the leg. One was here. One was here. You know that James and John, the only thing they are fighting for is that let us be in your kingdom. Listen, babes here, babes here, babes here. And he's like this, come here, come here, my daughter, come here. Mwah! My daughter, mwah! You too. Mwah! What is this? Let's see. The level of the Holy Ghost we have. There's no love. This is fatherly love. I have some of these fathers at Asia. What you know how to eat that we are saying you should not eat again. I pray you not eat. But there are four stations in these days. You need to open your eyes. Bible said he gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Do you understand? So that we'll be edified. Everybody must come to the knowledge of the fullness of Christ. If you are in a church and you're not increasing the knowledge of Jesus, they teach you, they know how to teach you about prosperity, they know how to teach you about worship, they know how to teach you about sowing and reaping, but they will not teach you about Jesus and the character of Jesus Christ. He's a man of God that I know. I deleted 6 gigs of his message in a single day. Every message he was writing, every message he was preaching, they were correct. What he was saying was correct. But the man asked, was sleeping people up and down. I cannot trust that spirit. What's the difference? What's the meaning of false prophet? What's the meaning of lying wonders? Lying wonders are wonders that come from a liar. The devil is the father of liars. Now what wonders came from him. And the pastor is living a lie. You should not believe that certain wonder. When you see character of Christ, different. A character of a man with the signs and wonders is different from the character of Jesus. That don't believe the miracle. And if they wait, this is what they used to young minister. Thank God, we have young ministers. Listen to me, please. Don't let anybody use this to choke you. That's what this father says. Really, we are praying prosperity. Is it not one that went to arrest another pastor last year? We are not arresting ourselves because we talked to ourselves, we collected ourselves. And Peter did not arrest Paul. This year, a pastor. And the pastor is one of the fathers of our church member here. He's not our church member. He's not our church member. But I don't know what I will say. Come and arrest me. Just say, don't worry. Continue praise and worship. Do you understand? It has come to that point. It was unbelievable. I was arresting Paul. Now, pastors are arresting pastors. Because you have money for them. I want to ask you a question. I wrote it down here. Whatever, if you start ministry today, we release you to a branch. Go and start it. Now, you know. And hush puppy. Before they cut him. Started ministry the same time. Started ministry. Who will have a bigger church? Hush puppy. Who will have more money in their account? Who have more members? Is it not sporty? So they say, but one thing I just know, this man has results. Be very careful what you call results. Much people have results. There are many pastors. In fact, all the results you think you have now, that man has that result. That, you know what it was? Yeah. What was spent? That don't let anybody see. Results speaks for itself. But I know how you got your results. You are doing it with results.
that pastor that arresting people last year. He said, young ministers, come out. You want to have 1,000 members? Come and sow $1,000. Want to have 100? Come and sow this.
Wicked man.
He was in Ogbomosho. He started his ministry in Ogbomosho. Ministry did not prosper. Did not grow that much. He went to. Why did you stay there? Did you see that? But then, if you labor over somebody, and you see that the more you labor on that person, the act of that person is with another person, you leave that person. It's a waste of time. You get on. It's one pastor you like somewhere that's contrary to your own. That's where you see the person. And some people, when I'm preaching here, they're always sad. That particular thing I'm talking about, I don't know why she's not here. You know, I can see that. I'll be looking at her, telling her. This is how her face usually look when I'm preaching. There, he starts saying, I'm jumping. The nurse says, you know, I pray your life. Where will you find it? We say, we are saying, God, help us. There's no song we are not singing. Minister to me. And it's not too late. And help me. Oh, God, help me. We are praying. You. When prayer start dying down in your life, corruption starts increasing. You know that. Some of you know that you fell back to what you are doing when you stop praying. And prayer is sustained. By such come. I've seen people that I left church but I not leave God. Come. I left church but I not leave God. I've left a long time. But no, you have left. What you love.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine His light in the world. Bye for now.